Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to ATP Radio with Will Johnson.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this special broadcast. It is June 10th, 2021. And man, oh man, do we have a lively one for you this evening. Thank you for joining us. Do me a favor. If this is your first time listening to us, please, please, please get out your mobile device and text WILL to 88202. Again, it's really simple. Text WILL to 88202, and you'll get awesome information from American Truth Project that you need to know about. Thank you for joining us. But we do like to take phone calls during this special broadcast. Every special broadcast is a special broadcast. So if you want to give us a call, my producer, Shannon Inhouse, is going to give that number. And I want to say thank you to Annie on the other end for being a producer as well. She does a phenomenal job. Without her, none of this could take place. Trust me. Believe me. So, Shannon, if someone wants to give us a call, what would that number be? And, you know, I was kind of like hesitating a little bit so people can get out their pen and paper and pencil and paper, whatever, or, you know, your digital paper and put the number down. But go ahead and give the number, please.
Yes, the number is 516-595-8069. And you need to press 1 to come on the line with Will. Once again, the number is 516-595-8069. Press 1 to come on the line. Will likes to talk to everybody.
I do. My producer doesn't like it when I talk to the people that disagree with me because some of them just sound completely lonely.
Well, there's no changing people these days. The people that call in are pretty...
I don't even think it's about changing them. I think it's about us having the open discussion. And, you know, I noticed that a lot of them, and I'm going to say it, a lot of people that, you know, lean left, they don't like to have these conversations because for some reason it's almost like it causes them to start thinking that they possibly could be wrong. So they try to avoid the conversation altogether.
Well, I think a lot of people feel that way. I mean, if you've identified as a Democrat your entire life, it's hard to just switch. You know what I mean? Because it almost becomes a part of people's identity. In some cases, some people really aren't that political and really could care less. They just want a better life. But some of these people, I mean, they take it as part of their identity. You know what I mean? And yeah. So, you know, when you talk about their party or how they identify and you criticize it, they take it personal. And
it's unfortunate
because then you can't have conversations because they've taken it too personal and they're emotionally triggered and
It
just gets crazy. Well, that's the conversations that I think you're just not going to go anywhere.
Well, let's have a conversation that they might be willing to call in.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know what, call in and straighten me out. Why is that funny? Call in and straighten me out. Let's talk about climate change.
Yeah, I don't know if people heard, but, you know, Biden is overseas, and yesterday he gave a speech in front of Air Force personnel that were stationed in front of the United Kingdom. And he said something that kind of got people talking. Biden said that climate change is now the greatest threat to U.S. security. And he actually said, this is not a joke. I'm really serious. Climate change is our greatest threat. So I don't know. He keeps changing on what his greatest threat is, right? But it's kind of interesting
I don't know that he's actually changing.
Well, you know, at first they were saying that, you know, he did say our greatest threat was, you know, extreme groups here in America. He did say that. So
they've kind of been saying it, but they've never changed from the fact saying that climate change is a major issue that we all need to
face. Well, it's on their agenda, most definitely.
That's the reason why he put us back into the globalist system with the Paris Climate Agreement Accord. That's the reason why he put us back in it. President Trump took us out, rightfully so, because it's just money going down the drain for no apparent reason.
Right.
And Biden, because they want to destroy this country, put us right back into it, which is completely disgusting.
Yeah. But did you have a soundbite from?
I do. But let me, okay. You know, while Biden is over there, mm-hmm. you know, overseas, there's pictures of him where he can't keep his hands off of the England Prime Minister's wife.
I mean, that's not surprising, though, right? I mean, he's a touchy-feely kind of guy.
No, he's a little more than touchy-feely. I mean, keep your daughters away. I mean, I would go as far as saying keep your little boys away, too.
Well, I mean, keep everybody away from
you. Yeah,
keep female,
everybody away.
If you care about your personal space, you know, Biden will put that mask on and come all up on you. You know, he doesn't. He's like, oh, hey, be my friend.
Now we know where Hunter Biden gets it from.
Let's be friends.
Now we know where Hunter Biden gets those traits from. All okay,
right.
But let's listen to the soundbite of the acting, the acting United States president.
Coordinated multilateral action. We must all commit to an ambitious climate action if we're going to prevent the worst impacts of climate change, limiting global warming to no more than 1.5 degrees Celsius, lead to the global transition to clean energy technology. You know, when I went over in the tank in the Pentagon, when I first was elected vice president with President Obama, the military sat us down to let us know what the greatest threats facing America were, the greatest physical threats. This is not a joke. You know what the Joint Chiefs told us the greatest threat facing America was? Global warming. Because there'll be significant population movements, fights over land, millions of people leaving places because they're literally sinking below the sea in Indonesia because of the fights over what is air.
I don't believe it. I mean, I really don't believe it. I don't believe that any military personnel, Joint Chiefs of Staffs, any of them came to him and said, Biden, the biggest threat to our national security is the climate. You know, it might rain. I don't believe it.
Well, it's interesting because he made this declaration amid pressure from Republican lawmakers regarding his policy toward Russia. You know, we had those ransomware attacks that we found came from Russia. And his administration, Biden's administration, just made the decision to waive sanctions on Russia-backed Nord Stream pipeline, right? So mm-hmm. here comes, you know, they were saying Russia is the biggest problem. Russia. And now he's all buddied with Russia, and he's actually making Russia's helping them be employed with a pipeline, and yet he takes away jobs from America over a pipeline here in America. It's pretty crazy. It's like he's deflecting what is really important, right? Like they're sitting there going, Biden, Russia is a threat. China is a threat. Hamas is a threat. I mean, we have all these things. And he goes, no, it's climate change.
It might rain.
I sat down with the with the leaders, and they told me way back with Obama that it's climate change. So it's interesting. So I was like, okay, let me just look up what our top intelligence communities are saying is the biggest threat. Because you would think, you know, they do annual threat assessments. You would think that if global change was really a top threat, it would be in their threat assessments that they present.
At least
right?
it would be in their threat assessment at least for the last 2 years, right?
Well,
let's just say that for at least the last 2 years, right?
Right.
Right? At least.
Right. So I looked up Homeland's threat assessment, which was presented on October 2020. Their top threats were...
Not even a year ago,
you know, actually after... Or right before.
Mm-hmm. Not even a year ago.
Right. So top threats were cyber. Of course, we know the internet is a big problem. Like we saw what happened.
And let me say this before you go on. Uh-huh. Just mark your spot right there. Because, you know, the cyber threat has mm-hmm. always been an issue. There are always cyber threats from, you know, from other countries. We also, the United States of America is no secret. I used to be in IT. There was these things, hackathons. and they look forward to people trying to hack different businesses. And they even made it games to where other countries try to hack other countries that were allies to help try to find these loopholes. The thing that really got me, and this young lady called me on my nightly broadcast, and she brought something to my attention, that all of these companies that get her hacked, like the pipeline, these meat factories, all of these are companies.
Election.
Yeah, well, yeah. All of these are entities that these globalist, elitist, climate change tree huggers, what have you, are against. They're against the meat. They're against the oil. And and I'm like, wow, you know, I didn't even think about that. But all these companies that are getting hacked are these companies that the left, that they are against them. Just putting two and two together. I thought that was very, very interesting. All right, go ahead, continue.
Some other things that they identified as threats is foreign influence and activity. Of course, we know that, right? Economic security, terrorism, of course, they're talking about domestic and abroad.
Mm-hmm.
Transitional criminal organizations, you got Hamas, you have at the border, you have the cartel. Natural disasters, naturally, anytime there's a natural disaster, you are concerned about security, right, because systems are down, et cetera. Another one is mass illegal immigration. Now, I thought that was interesting that he didn't bring that up as a problem, once again, deflecting from what our real issues are at this very moment, which one is mass illegal immigration. Now, you can go online. Hey, Google this yourself. Homeland Threat Assessment, October 2020. This is one of their annual reports. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to keep going, right? So then I looked up the annual threat assessment by our national intelligence. The director of national intelligence put this out. He put it out actually on April 9th, 2021. And once again, there is no indication that climate change is one of our...
There's nowhere in the document talking about climate change.
Well,
but yet they keep pushing all this climate change. Well, they talk about natural disasters. But natural disasters have always been happening. We've always had natural disasters. There's always going to be a tornado. There's always going to be a hurricane. There's always going to be an earthquake. And right now, I mean, there's volcanoes happening too.
Right.
But they're trying to contribute all of that that's taking place to what man is doing on the planet.
Right.
And the cold thing, what a lot of people don't realize, what a lot of people don't recognize here, is that climate change is code name for population control. Because if climate change is the biggest problem on the planet, how do you fix it? How do you fix it? Because if you hit, what is it, over 8 billion people on the planet now? So how do you fix it? The only thing that I've ever heard them come up with a solution was to remove some of the population. So how do they plan on doing that?
Well, actually, it's funny you say that because I'm going to list some of the things that the intelligence director said are issues. It did mention climate change. It's a little small world under COVID pandemic and diseases. It says climate change, but it lumped it with natural disasters, right? But above that is really the main problems. China's push for global power.
Yep.
Russia.
Yep.
Provocative actions. Iranian provocative actions. North Korean provocative actions. I mean, those are things that are actually more important or immediate threats than climate change, right? Climate change is lumped in with cyber migration and stuff like that. And it talks about some of the instability that's in some of the countries like Afghanistan, the Middle East, Asia, Latin America, and Africa as threats. So, and this is a recent one. So I thought it was funny that he picked out climate change as the top one. Because in my further investigation, I found that guess who says is one of our greatest threats to global security? The United Nations.
The United Nations, of course.
Right.
The United Nations, because they're all about the global agenda. And I've repeated it. I don't know that I've said it on the ATP radio station here, but I want to say this here. During, I guess it was the last time, if I'm not mistaken, the last time President Trump went and spoke before the United Nations, President Trump told them that we would never become a socialist nation, that we will always be a sovereign nation, and President Trump couldn't even leave the building before Nancy Pelosi went before the media and said, okay, we're going to start impeachment of President Trump.
Right.
People don't even know that. Some people are like, I didn't even know that. I encourage you, please, go look it up.
Well, we forget.
I mean, a lot of people forget, but a lot of people weren't paying attention. It was the same day. Because I was watching President Trump's speech at the United Nations, and then all of a sudden, breaking news, because, you know, I have to watch the liberal media news for research just to see what they're saying, you know, all the craziness and stuff. And they bust in and say, breaking news. Nancy Pelosi has an announcement to make. And she said, okay, that's it. We're going with impeachment. Someone from within the UN, United Nations, put pressure on the Democrats and even these rhino Republicans in the United States government to go ahead and start doing those impeachment hearings. And now that they got this acting president in
puppet.
There and they're pushing this whole globalist agenda.
Right.
And they're not going to, and you know what? And for anyone who think that they're not going to be, you know, get far with this, you're not paying attention because
they're
going full steam ahead.
Yeah.
They're wanting to make sure whatever it is that they do will either stick or cause so much damage that the United States of America cannot recover.
Right. There's an article in the, it's called the United Nations. It's the UN Chronicle, where it talks about the greatest threat to global security is climate change. And it says it's not merely just an environmental problem. It says in the article written by Emery Jones Perry, it says climate change is transforming the way we think about security. This will not be the first time people have fought over land, water, resources, but this time it will be on a scale that dwarfs the conflicts of the past, said the representative at the UN Security Council debate. This was in April of 2007. The French called it the number one threat to mankind. So here we go. President Biden is going to meet with UN leaders, and guess what he's pushing? He's pushing the global agenda. People need to pay attention, right? It's no coincidence that he's standing in front of U.S. Air Force men in U.K. talking about our greatest security threat is climate change.
So I guess my question is how does the U.S. military come into play in this? And again, people, for anyone that don't know, climate change is code name for population control. Because what's causing the climate change? What is causing it? What have they said is causing it? People, pollution, people,
right?
Trash, people, Bill Gates, people,
emissions,
people,
right?
Carbon tax, people. They're, people are the common denominator in everything that they're talking about. In order to fix it, and just going green, are you kidding me? Just going green, that's not going to fix it because they're even complaining about cows farting.
A natural occurrence,
yes.
Right?
Yes, that is completely natural. And they complain about cows farting.
Right. Well, you know, what it takes to create a green car is actually worse than what it takes to make a non-green car. So, I mean, really, it's about control. And that's exactly
right.
What they're
about.
Once they
get all the vehicles to be electric vehicles and they become, you know, 100% autonomous, then that way they can control where you travel to. They can control if you're going to go to an event. They can control if you're going to, you know, how long you're going to be someplace. They can control all of that. And that's where it's all coming down to. And a lot of people thinking, oh, it's going to be better. It's going to be better. No, you're not looking at the big picture. They're not looking at the big picture.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. So,
we
could talk all day about, you know, Biden and his incompetence and him not being a fit leader. And like I said before, O'Biden is just, or not, well, O'Biden is just, you know, on his verge of having a nervous breakdown, if you ask me, because of the dementia that he's going through.
Well, it's a good thing his wife is there because, you know, she was doing the speech and she had to tell him to pay attention.
Did she?
Yeah.
I believe it.
He probably started falling asleep.
I mean, it's crazy. Well, you know, he seems he can pay attention when it comes to other little girls and other people's wives with his hands. He can pay attention real good then.
You know, it's interesting. I don't see him doing that to his wife very often. I don't see him hugging on her and pulling on her and touching
when
her.
When he's talking to, when he says Jill, he's looking at his sister.
Oh, stop.
No, I can't make that up.
Oh, come on.
He did it. There's a video of him doing it.
Don't be so tasteless.
But anyways.
Yeah, the whole point is people need to pay attention,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I wonder how many of those Air Force people are sitting there going, huh, this is the first intelligent briefing I've heard that's the
question. I mean, my goodness. You know what?
It's our main friend. You know, it was Russia. I thought it was China.
He was probably saying something else, and we were probably just getting fed different audio through the cameras. So, but you know what? Let me say this. I wouldn't be surprised if they went through and did a survey and asked all of those military personnel that was standing behind him, who did they vote for? I wouldn't be surprised if they went through the front.
Well,
half
of them were wearing masks. So
yeah,
I would guess
saying,
that
I'm
half of them.
I'm willing to bet they went through to find out which one were liberals so that way they can make sure that they didn't have any kind of, you know, out of the ordinary stuff happen. Because people that actually know the military, I mean, how degrading is it? The other day, he didn't even acknowledge the people that died, the young men that died on D-Day. And here he is standing before military personnel, and they're all in the background. Yes, yes, yes. I mean, seriously? And like you said, they're all wearing masks. How does someone be in the U.S. military and support this nut job? How does a police officer be on the police force and support this nut job? It doesn't make a lick of sense. It's like black people supporting the Klan, the Democratic KKK party. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, they are trained to support whoever is in charge.
Well, you know, it's supposed
right?
to be Commander-in-Chief, but you had a whole bunch of military personnel, you know, when President Trump was in office, did the wrong thing. And for some reason, I still don't understand a lot of it because there were some generals that did some things. President Trump did fire some of them, but some of them should have been let go a long time ago.
Well, that's true. I mean, look at what happened, though, when they had the National Guard.
And, yeah.
And,
well,
and
they
Washington,
tried to say,
D.C.
I know you're about,
they tried to
they
target
tried,
conservative
they
National Guard
members.
They
said when they turned their back to the motorcade. Well, you know what?
No, I actually wasn't talking about that.
No.
I mean, there was just conversations among people, and if they had conservative views, other National Guards felt threatened by them. And,
no, because they were talking about their support for Trump and what was going on.
Yeah,
so,
you know.
How they have a tyrant in there that's against the U.S. military.
Right.
Yeah, then they felt threatened.
Right. It's pretty ridiculous.
It's
But, you know, another big issue is, of course, the border. Right. Well,
yeah.
Before we do that, though, hey, listen, if you want to give Will a call and talk to him, please do that. I'm about to give you the number. The number is 516-595-8069. You need to press 1 to come on the line. But Will would love to get your views on climate change or actually the border or whatever you want to talk about. He's here to answer your questions.
Yeah, give me a call. So, Saki to you, Saki to me. She was in a press conference and she straight up said that while they created this problem on the border, that the Republicans just sit there and did nothing when we had migrants crossing the border for years. And you know what? It was never to the extent that it is now. President Trump was creating records of how many people were not coming. But then they turned around and created a big problem. And she straight up says that the Republicans sat there while they create this problem. So I got a clip. I want to play the whole clip in its entirety. It's like a minute and 20 seconds or a minute and 30 seconds, somewhere around there. But just listen to her. And right when it gets to the part where she talked about the Republicans sitting there and doing nothing while they created this problem, I'm going to stop it just to make sure you're paying attention. But before we get to that, listen to this reporter that asked her a question about Kamala Harris going on with Leslie, he's on CBS, Lester Holder.
Yeah,
Lester, I can't. For some reason, he's a total leftist. But he actually drills her in, you know, asking her, well, Kamala Harris, why she didn't.
Oh, Lester Holt.
Yeah, Lester Holt. Thank you. He constantly drills her. He was drilling her, and I thought it was absolutely awesome. I was really surprised. But listen to this reporter that comes around and asks the question of Psaki and how she kind of deflects and trying to goes along, but she gets so caught up in the moment, she basically snitches on herself and the Democrat Party. Listen. I do apologize for that, everyone. Let me fix that. I will fix that right now. You should be able to hear it. Here we go.
Had another on the vice president visiting the border or not visiting the border. Republicans and conservatives are, you know, going crazy on Twitter, sending pictures, sending video of her interview with Lester Holt, you know, saying, I've not been to Europe either. Does the president think there is a scenario in which she should visit the border, and also the mounting criticism from conservatives? Would that ever factor into a decision to send her down there? I mean, don't they have a point that if she has this task in front of her, should she not see the end cause as well as the root cause of the migration?
Okay, before Psaki goes into this, that's a valid question. I mean, it's like, here's the press actually asking a question that the country wants to know, and I'm pretty sure Jen Psaki and the other press corps is probably upset with her for asking this question. But listen to it.
Well, first, as I said to Peter, at some point she may go to the border. I don't have any trips to preview for you or predict or a timeline for that. But what I would reiterate is that her assignment was to work with countries and leaders in the Northern Triangle to address root causes, address corruption, ensure we're working together to address humanitarian concerns.
Now, hear what she just said. She went to other countries to work on the root cause. I mean, so it's basically like, oh, you go to the doctor and you say, doctor, I got something going on with me. I don't know what it is. And, my leg is really bothering me. And what they do is they start looking at your arm. And you go, well, what are you doing? Well, I'm trying to go to the root cause of the issue.
Yeah, I mean, my whole problem with that right there is the fact that does she even know what the root cause is if she doesn't go to our border?
No.
She hasn't seen the humanitarian crisis that's happening at the border. She has no personal experience to even bring to the other countries to say, this is what I've seen at our border.
And what does Guatemala have to do with the United States of America? And when they just gave them $1.6 billion, and now they're looking to give them another $4 to $6 billion?
Well, the problem is that people are coming from Guatemala and other places. It's not just them, of course, but yeah, there's a huge amount coming from that area. She's supposed to meet with world leaders, not just him.
Exactly.
But go ahead.
But I was just going to say, I was going to play the clip. Did you want to say something else?
No, go ahead.
Okay, so now listen to what Psaki says here. This is very alarming. And I actually did a video clip on this, and I put it out on social media, and they made sure no one saw this video clip. But I want to play this. Listen to what she says.
I will say we're not taking advice from former President Trump or most of the Republicans who are criticizing us on this, given they were all sitting there while we created this problem we walked into, both at the border and with the movement of migration that has been growing over the last year. So we're not taking our guidance and advice from them, but if it is constructive and it moves the ball forward for her to visit the border, she certainly may do that. Go ahead.
The border crisis over the last year.
Come on, give me a break. You know
y'all hear it, right?
There's a reason why. She should take notes. Because under President Trump, when he left, there actually were controls in place. The immigration was under control more than it has ever been. He had policies in place. He had the border wall. And guess what Biden came in and did? He said, we're getting rid of it all.
Yep.
We're
going to stop construction.
We're just going to stop.
And guess what happened? The cartel, the drug cartel, these coyotes, these human traffickers, which is all of them the same, started trafficking people and children to the border. And
right.
There's even videos of people being trafficked from the border, being put on buses and put on airplanes and sending them to God knows where the country.
Yeah, I'm so angry.
This is the crisis, people. This is the biggest threat. It's not climate change. And then they try to say, well, because of climate change, it's causing all these people to come here. Well, did the climate just automatically change from Trump to Biden? I mean, really?
Right.
Who's really that naive?
I mean,
well, there's a lot of liberals that are naive like that.
Trump and the Republicans worked hard to get it under control. So, of course, there was nothing to do. Everything was in place. Everything was moving. Everything was working. Even Border Patrol said it's the best it's ever been. And then Biden comes in and just changes everything. And, of course, what are they going
to
do?
All this to take down the United States of America.
Yeah, it's so... Actually, what she said was just plain stupid.
It is. There's no other way to say it.
But hey, before we keep talking about this, let's hear from you. We have a caller on the line. It's Chris from Texas.
Hey, Chris. Thank you so much for calling us.
Hey, Will. How's it going, man?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to say.
Can we turn it up? I can't hear him.
Go ahead, Chris.
I think that it might have been that the Joint Chiefs just didn't want to tell him that the biggest threat is him.
Well, I like you, Chris. You know what? That's probably exactly what it was.
They're probably just trying to spare his feelings. You know,
Yeah. Well, you know, I would imagine that when he was probably sitting there talking to him, that Kamala Harris was standing right behind him with her arms crossed, like, You better say what we want to hear.
That's funny, Chris, because I thought of that earlier when I first read the article. I was sitting there thinking our biggest threat is actual liberalism. It's actually you guys running the country that's our biggest threat. You guys have allowed, you know, they said that one of the biggest threats is massive illegal immigration.
Uh-huh.
They've done everything they can to perpetuate mass immigration. Even the president from Guatemala said that part of the problem for the surge coming to America was the mixed messages from the Biden administration. Even he said, listen, part of the problem is them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's the whole immigration situation, that's something that should have been dealt with decades ago. The way they just let it
drag
on.
But don't you think that Trump was actually
– Would you say that President Trump was actually bringing it to a head? And actually fixed an issue?
Yeah, he was the first one in decades that had done anything about it.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Everybody else, they're you know, just throw money at it. That's their solution for everything, is just throw money at it.
Exactly.
Yep.
And you know what? It's funny because there was a report on one of the liberal news medias that said, listen, we just gave them money, and now we're talking about giving them more, $4 billion, The government, including the president of Guatemala, is so corrupt, and the people never see that money. It's like you keep repeating the same things that we've done before that haven't worked. How is that going
to
work?
Expecting to get different results.
Right.
He seems like he could fit into American politics just fine.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
You start looking at stuff like the fact that BlackRock has been buying up all these properties and stuff, paying, 50% more than what they're worth. And, I mean, half of the politicians, at least half of them, have their retirements and stuff stuck in with it. And then the fact that they're federally backed, they're backed by the feds. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah.
They're using
our
money.
I mean, once they retire, they're good to go for life.
Buy homes. Right.
I think that raises and retirement and everything for politicians should be put to vote by the people, not they get to vote on it themselves.
Well, see, that isn't all. I mean, I've talked to Will about this before, was that, of course, the people will never be able to get together enough to do it. But, if the people would actually get together and work towards what's good, I mean, there's different stuff you could do, like everybody keeps talking about the popular vote. The popular vote should be for stuff like be able to recall your elected officials that we can't do. to be able to call for a for more debate on legislation or even block it altogether.
You're saying to actually utilize the democracy part of our government and actually do things based on popular vote. I get what you're saying, yeah.
Where the people actually have some kind of say so in the government instead of just electing somebody and then be like, oh well, I hope they do okay. I hope they don't screw us.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
And of course
they get into office and it's their fellow congresspeople that are tasked with whether they get recalled or removed from office stuff. We don't have no say so in that.
Well, it's interesting, you know, California is a good example of kind of what you're talking about right now. You know, they actually got enough signatures to put impeachment of Gavin Newsom on, put it on the voter block. So now it's actually going to go to the vote of the people to impeach him or keep him. So that's interesting. But you're right. When enough people care to make a change and they organize, we do have power to do such things.
You know, the whole system of checks and balances was, it's been subverted. I mean, it works fine as long as you don't have these majorities. But once you start having majorities, in, especially when you get majorities in all three branches, I mean, there's nothing you do to stop them.
Yeah.
Well, and that's why they're trying to get rid of the filibuster so they have even more control.
Yep.
I mean, once the filibuster's gone, they can basically vote on anything, and whoever has less power has absolutely no say, which is so ridiculous.
And once we get to that point, then we'll see total tyranny
hit
America. The Second Amendment, First Amendment, our freedoms, our sovereignty, it'll be completely gone. The stack the courts, more senators, Puerto Rico, D.C., we'll be completely done once they get to that point. So, hey, Chris,
well,
thank you so much for the call, okay?
All right, no problem, man.
All right, take care.
Yeah.
So, Shannon, you know what? I want to get in something else real quick before.
We're not going to keep talking about the border because I have more to say about the
border. Okay, go ahead, because I want to bring something else up that's kind of important here.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to bring up one thing about the border. First of all, Kamala Harris said that she told the people not to come, right? And then she also said if they do come, they will be turned.
No. You might.
Oh, you might be turned away
you
at the border.
Might.
Right. Well, Biden has just, and this was broken by AP, which is Associated Press. Which is
a total leftist, communist, socialist. That's
right.
AP was in the same building with Hamas. Hello.
Right. So AP reported that Biden has now tapped groups to help pick asylum seekers to come to U.S. Now, most of these groups that they're asking to help with the immigration of illegals are actually foreign left-wing groups. So, once again, we're talking about people outside of our country that are
they're going to make the decision whether or not how many people or where the people come from into America.
Right.
So, other countries outside of America decide. For us.
Right.
I mean, seriously, this is crazy. You know what it kind of made me think about before you go on?
Uh-huh.
It makes me think about, you know, the big tech companies, how they get these independent fact checkers, and all of them are left-leaning socialist communist Democrats.
But AP is one of them, by the way.
Yeah, and they're the ones deciding what is factual and what's not factual.
Right.
And then the half the stuff they're saying is factual is a total lie.
Right. So listen to... The number one group is the International Rescue Committee. Can you say globalism?
Globalism.
Then we have the London-based Save the Children.
Globalism.
There are two U.S.-based organizations, which is HIAS and Kids in Need of Defense. And then there's two Mexico-based organizations and Asylum Access and Institute for Women Migration, which is also an international group. So, I mean, once again, he's turning over or adopting things from the globalists, right? I mean, it's crazy. And the sad thing is one, I was surprised that a liberal media outlet broke that news, right? Because it has, it's not all over the internet.
Well, I don't think they broke the news to say, hey, look, everyone, this is bad. I think they broke the news to say, look, Biden is working with the world community to try to do America.
Right. Well,
that's how I believe, I'm telling you, that's exactly what's going through their mind. They're not looking at it like, oh, this is bad.
Right.
But it is bad.
Right. So far, according to this article by Associated Press, nearly 800 asylum seekers have been let into the country since May 3rd. So out of the hundreds of thousands of people that have crossed our border,
only
800 were asylum seekers, honestly.
For everyone that just heard that, only 800 people were actually seeking asylum. The rest of them just got here because they got the memo.
Right. I mean, it's really disgusting, right? And for those people that say that, you know, the military and stuff is under control, Homeland Security is actually working in close coordination with these international and country groups to coordinate the illegal immigration and asylum seekers. So, you know what? Once again, he's pushing for globalism. He's taking us to that forum, that platform that President Trump fought so hard to get away from. It's disgusting what is happening.
It is 100% disgusting. And it's like, this is the takedown of America, people. Seriously, this is it. You're seeing it. It's like watching a movie, and guess what? You are the star in this movie. And whatever your role is in that movie, you got to play it out. And you got to stand up. And I never ask people to be violent. I never ask for that. But there's things that we can do as American citizens that we have to do it now. And they don't want us to come together. They don't want us to unite together. They don't want us to stand up against them because they want to implement the tyranny without a single person going against them.
Right.
So what else I wanted to share here, and if you still want to, you still have a little time to give us a call. But what I wanted to share here, and I haven't really listened to this, so this is going to be something that you're going to hear for the first time with the rest of us. The Democrats right now are upset with Ilhan Omar, some of the top Democrats. Now, I want to emphasize on this because the only reason why these top Democrats are upset with Ilhan Omar is because they're thinking about the dollars. Ilhan Omar is speaking out against Jewish people in Israel. And with her doing this, Nancy Pelosi and the rest of them see this as, oh, my goodness, we've got to get her to stop doing this because we don't want the Jewish community out there to realize that we're supporting Ilhan Omar, that we have the same ideology as Ilhan Omar. Ilhan Omar, she is saying what they all believe. It's just somehow, for some reason, they got a lot of Jewish people just like for some Jewish people believing that the Democrat Party is their best option, is for them. Seriously. I mean, how much more do they need to see after look what Biden did when Hamas was attacking Israel? Look what they did. Look what Biden did. Look what the old Biden administration did. Nothing. Allowed it to go on 10 days. Had President Trump been there? Trump, on the first day, I guarantee it, would have reached out to Israel and said, hey, what do you need? Biden went 10 days, and then Biden tried to come along and try to act like he was the diffuser in all of this. It's completely stupid for anyone to support this tyrant that's in the White House. I just don't get it. And I'm not saying that people need to – I'm not telling people who they should support, who they shouldn't support. But when you are a particular group of people, for example, like black people supporting Democrats, knowing that the Democrats are the ones who created the KKK, it doesn't make any sense for black people to support that entity. It doesn't make sense. Just like in this case, why would Jewish people continue to support those on the left? I mean, what is really going on? So let's just listen to a little bit what Ilhan Omar has to say that got the Democrats so worked up.
I know you opposed the court's investigation in both Palestine and in Afghanistan. I haven't seen any evidence in either cases that domestic courts can both can and will prosecute alleged war crimes and crimes against humanity. And I would emphasize that in Israel and Palestine, this includes crimes committed by both the Israeli security forces and Hamas. In Afghanistan, it includes crimes committed by the Afghan national government and the Taliban. So in both of these cases, if domestic courts can't or won't pursue justice, and we oppose the ICC, where do we think the victims of these supposed crimes can go for justice? In both of these cases, if domestic courts can't or won't pursue justice, and we oppose the ICC, where do we think victims are supposed to go for justice?
She's asking, where do victims go for justice? Now, how many...
she's saying that, you know, basically Hamas and them have been victims of Israel.
How many victims were there in Israel? How many Israelites were victimized, right? How many Israelites lost their lives from this past war between Hamas and Israel? How many? Then look at the number of people that died that were Hamas, because the Israeli forces had to take out these rocket locations.
Had to defend themselves
mm-hmm. from the thousands and thousands of rockets that were coming to the Iron Dome. She only threw in crimes against Hamas, trying to act like she's trying to get to the bottom of it. But
right.
We all know from her past actions, her past statements, how she actually feels about Israel, even when the conflict was going on.
Well, the problem came in is when she said that America has committed unthinkable atrocities and compared us to Hamas and the Taliban, and that's where now she's backpedaling and saying, well, that's not what I meant. I'm talking about in criminal courts, which her original tweet did not allude to that at all, right? She basically was blasting America and saying that we were basically on the side of Israel, and so we were supporting the fact that Hamas and them were getting hurt and la-da-da-da-da. And Nancy Pelosi and them came out and kind of wanted clarification, like, okay, well, what do you mean? Well, Omar was upset because Nancy Pelosi and them didn't go to her directly. I guess it was tweeting, or they sent a statement to her office, or however it happens, right? Because it said in a statement they basically asked for clarification, and they said, don't compare our democratic country to a terrorist group like Hamas, is basically what they said. And she was saying that, well, that's not what I did.
That's exactly what
and they're basically
did.
Saying, well, I hope that's not what you did, right? I mean, that's basically the back and forth that went on. But then you have the other squad members, including, you know who Cori Bush is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Listen to what this woman, oh, gosh, her and AOC, they're like children.
100%.
So she tweeted, stop attacking Ilhan. Stop attacking us. I'm not surprised when Republicans attack, listen to this, black women, which, by the way, Ilhan Omar is not black, but anyways, they have to put in that racial slur, right? So when Republicans attack black women for standing up for human rights, but when it's Democrat, it's especially hurtful when our colleagues talk to us directly. She said, enough of the anti-blackness and Islamophobia. And I'm sitting here going, you know what? Enough of your anti-American rhetoric. How in the heck do these people get elected to these positions and they get reelected? It blows my mind.
Yeah. I mean, it's completely okay to talk bad about America, talk down on America, but when you address someone who's doing it, and like I said, the only reason why Nancy Pelosi and any of them would do that is because they're worried about, they're concerned about the dollars. It's all about the dollars for them.
Yeah, so apparently we have somebody that's kind of trolling the chat here, and they're not brave enough to call us, because we would love for you to call us Mr. Purple Pill. But apparently they're not brave enough to call. So they said the Demon Cans and the Republicrats are both two heads of the same snake. It says, y'all are hopelessly brainwashed. Israel is not your friend. Wake up. Negroes must cease with labeling themselves as either one.
So if someone's taking a purple pill, so basically it's someone who is lukewarm.
And they said you've never traveled outside of Europe, but they said, oh, my goodness.
Wow.
It's actually, see, this is exactly what's wrong.
This sounds like a progressive to me.
Right.
Sounds like a straight up progressive.
Right.
Ilhan or Rashida Tlaib or even AOC mindset type of person.
Yeah, and now they're saying Negroes are always out troll when truth appears. Well, honestly, I haven't read anything that they haven't.
Wait a minute. Did this
actually
person
made
call
any,
you a Negro?
The person actually hasn't even made an act. Right. So they're basically racist to what they're saying. But they haven't even actually backed up their argument with any facts. So that's always interesting as well. They always kind of do that, right? You know what it is?
When you get people, like I mentioned when we first started, when they don't want to have the conversation, they can't call in because they're afraid of sounding stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're afraid that they might be like me talking like, okay, you know what, I might be wrong. So instead of them doing that, they would rather believe the lies that they've been told, and they would rather continue going down that path and other than trying to broaden their horizon and trying to listen to everything else, trying to like maybe they have something else to say. See, I would go listen to this communist liberal media outlets just to see what they have to say. For my research, they're lying 99.9% of the time. They're lying, but I do it just to see what they're saying. Now, I would love to have a conversation with them, but they don't want to have a conversation with me either because I'm the type of person that will not live on that Democrat plantation what this person is talking about.
Well, this is one of those keyboard warriors, right?
Keyboard warriors.
They keep typing all kinds of stuff, but yet the number is right there on the screen, buddy. You are welcome to call in.
Just type the number in.
516-595-8069. Press 1 to come on the line.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
They won't.
Not going to do it. You can't expect people to come and have a decent conversation when they have no foundation to stand on.
Right.
See, that's what it ultimately comes down to.
Right.
They just put out these talking points. They spew this hatred that they have in their heart because their hearts are darkened. But they can't actually have a decent conversation because they can't stand on anything.
Right.
They have nothing to stand on. Total lies. Like, listen, listen to this nut job here that's a total liar. A complete and utter total liar. Listen.
Right, and you talk about dark spirits that had long been lurking on the edges of the Republican Party coming center stage. Did you ever think it would get this dark?
No. I thought that there were enough guardrails institutionally that even after Trump was elected, that you would have the so-called Republican establishment who would say, okay, you know, it's a problem if the White House doesn't seem to be concerned about Russian meddling, or it's a problem if we have a president who's saying that, you know, neo-Nazis marching in Charlottesville, they're good people on both sides. You know, that's a little bit beyond the pale.
Okay, first of all, President Trump denounced the white supremacists. He denounced them repeatedly over and over and over and over and over again. But that, what happened in Charlottesville, wasn't about the neo-Nazis that were going around holding the tiki torches. And come to find out, the ones that was leading the tiki torches was a total Democrat, which they always seem to overlook. They don't ever pay attention to that part. So there were good people on both sides. It's like, they all of a sudden they think that only the left are the good people in the world. Like only the left are the light in the world. The left, they have all the answers. The left, they believe that they are, that they know what's best for all of us. And see, Obama is a total liar, and I'm willing to bet that purple pill dude that's swallowing the, is probably green color, swallowing the pill, and I bet you they have nothing bad to say about Obama, and I'm willing to bet that they believe that Obama was a better choice.
Well, this person says they're from Switzerland, so there you go.
Socialist! A socialist!
I mean,
a socialist listening
right.
from Switzerland.
Right.
Imagine that.
Right.
So we have a racist socialist from Switzerland.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. We have backed up what we've said with where you can find the documentation that we found. We've backed up what we said with recordings that we have, and we've backed up everything that we've said. Literally, if you think that this person, he's just saying stuff, nothing to back it up. We are proving what we're saying,
mm-hmm.
right? And we're telling you where to find the information yourself. That's what people really have to do. You know, people have to say, I'm sorry, this person says they're not from Switzerland. He said, I am in Switzerland presently. Oh, he's not from Switzerland. Well, whatever.
Well,
anyways,
it doesn't matter. It's still a racist person. But like you said,
right.
we bring up, we show, I like to play audio clips, and on my nightly broadcast, I like to show video clips to prove exactly what I've been saying, what I've been talking about. And on a quick note, real quick, New York City has places, events that are taking place right now that you have to show your papers. You're saying papers, please, or you cannot be granted access. This is Nazi Germany all over again, and it doesn't matter where you are on the planet. It is here. They're going to do the same thing they did in the 1930s all over the planet. And you're right. If you look at it, the Republicans and the Democrats, they're from the same coin. But one coin is completely dark because it's always down, and that is the Democrats.
Yeah.
How much more clear can I be about it? Because the Democrats support everything that is evil. Name one thing that is considered evil that the Democrats don't support. And then everything that is evil that they support, they turn around and say, well, it's not evil. It's not evil. When Joe Biden was talking about the little girl crossing the legs looking like a little lady and he wanted to look at it, touch it, smell her hair, that's pretty evil. That's disgusting at all levels. But they justify it and they give it a pass. Why? Because these people are monsters. They're monsters themselves. They see nothing wrong with it. And people, I just don't get it. I just don't get it. And some people still think that they have it in their mind, well, I got all the answers. I know I'm right. I know I'm right. Can't tell me otherwise.
Well,
I don't care
thing
if you
is
present
that,
the truth to me. I'm not going to pay right. attention. Nah. That's exactly how they act.
And the thing is when these people, like in the chat are calling, they have nothing intelligent to say. Nothing they say is intelligent. Nothing they say backs up what they're saying. Right? They start saying things like, well, you're this or you're that or you're on the plantation where you're this and you're that. And they can't back up anything else they said. I mean, you say that somebody is a fool. Okay, call in. Prove that he's a fool. But you can't do that.
You can't do it.
Right?
Can't do it. Can't do it.
And now he's talking about being braver, but he's not brave enough to call in. So you're pretty funny. You're pretty funny, actually.
Well, you know what?
It just goes to show you how these people are, right?
It does. Well, look, for those of you that are trolling and you want to get some more information about everything that's going on to find out when we're going to be here next Thursday again, just do me a favor. Send a text. Okay? Type WILL and send a text to 88202. Okay, text WILL, that's my name, Will, to 88202. And you'll get also information that you need to know about. Seriously, from American Truth Project, this radio station is brought to you by the American Truth Project. I want to say thank you to Annie. Like I said before, none of this is possible without Annie. Annie makes the wheels turn. She makes this world turn. Well, I want to say thank you again to everyone that was participating with us, and thank you for being here. At least the trolls got in the comments. Thank you so much for that. We will see you next Thursday. We'll see you next Thursday, everyone. God bless and take care.
You were listening to ATP Radio. Make sure to text WILL, WILL, to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.